Hi, this is Mary from Philadelphia. And I think one of my first contacts on the internet was Alessandro. I used to be really afraid of speaking Portuguese. When I tried to read, I couldn't. I got heart pains. I was so scared of making a mistake. But Alessandro was very kind, and he helped me read by reading it to me, and then I could repeat after him, and that helped a lot. I think it's a lot easier to repeat after someone than to try to read it on your own by yourself. So I learned a lot of Portuguese in MSN with friends, and I also took a course that was 5 weeks at the university, and I took an 8-week course at a university in Brazil. I took that twice. The teacher was really good. And I used to walk around with my dictionary trying to shop, and that helped. But I had to write everything down because my pronunciation was so strange sounding to Brazilians that they couldn't understand what I was saying. So I had an Oxford English Picture Dictionary that I just kept in my backpack when I went shopping, and I would pull it out and point to the picture of what I wanted to buy, and then they could understand me. I also listened to the Bible in audio, and I listened to audio CDs from instructional books, and I used the Rosetta Stone software, and I used a TV video course called Travessia when I was in Rio de Janeiro. I attended Weight Watchers meetings and wrote down every single thing that was on the board, and then I looked it up later to see what the meeting had been about. I also listened to songs by Roberto Carlos and Caetano Veloso, and I practiced translating the New York Times and Aesop's Fables, and then I read books that were translated into Portuguese from English, and I compared them side by side. And then I graduated to reading children's books in Portuguese and the Bible in Portuguese. Now I watch TV, O Globo, Programa do Joe, Mais Você, and the news. And before I read the news, I prepare online with friends from Shared Talk who help me translate it. Then I have to listen to it 4 times before I actually can understand the individual words they're saying. I also used to listen to the radio about 4 hours a day, and one of my friends would ask me what the news said in the radio show. So I've been very lucky to have a lot of good friends to help me learn Portuguese, and I'm very grateful to them. Now I want to be an English teacher and help the people who helped me so much. Right now I volunteer at the IHM Literacy Center here in Philadelphia teaching immigrants how to speak English, and on Monday I will begin my graduate studies for the master's degree in TESOL, which is teaching English to speakers of other languages. Many, many, many thanks to everyone who helps me, especially Alessandro, who saved me many times by helping me with Portuguese. And this is Mary Ziller signing out from Philadelphia. I hope you all enjoy your day today and have a wonderful time learning English. Bye.